I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of my brothers, you did for me. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, speak, Lord, your servants are listening. Amen. For the last Sunday in the church year, we are asked to consider a vivid parable that tells what will happen when the Son of Man comes in his glory. Today we read about the judgment that will happen when the kingdom of God is established here on the earth. And our reading from Matthew's gospel takes place in a heavenly court, complete with angels and a glorious throne. Throughout this year, I have been preaching an occasional series of sermons all about the kingdom. And it seems only right to complete it on Christ the King Sunday and with this particular reading. Every year, just before we enter the season of Advent, we are asked to consider Jesus as King. And today we add to this picture Jesus as our judge. We all hold within us images of Jesus. And the most common one is, of course, as Jesus as a shepherd. Or perhaps you think of Jesus as being a bit like King David, a great ruler dressed in royal robes, watching us from heaven. Both of these are comforting pictures, aren't they? We like to think of him caring for us, just as a shepherd cares for his sheep. We think of his rod and his staff comforting us as he leads us to green pastures and quiet, clear waters. And these visions make us feel good. It's a bit like wrapping ourselves in a lovely, warm blanket. Jesus is good. Jesus loves us, he heals us, and he gives us eternal life. Jesus guides us, he watches over us, he accepts poor sinners like you and me, he seeks out the lost. He is a man of compassion, a man of endless love. This is our view of Christ the King. We see in Jesus everything that is good. And that's right. After all, he is the Prince of Peace, the bread of life, the light of the world. But today, we read about another aspect to Jesus. Jesus, the judge, the great judge, who will judge us, each one of us, when the time comes. And I wonder, what do we make of this Jesus? The Jesus who decides between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Jesus, the King who divides his flock into those that are sheep and those that are goats. Inviting those who are sheep to enter into the kingdom, while those who are condemned as goats are sent to eternal punishment. This picture of Jesus isn't quite so cozy, is it? But we shouldn't be surprised, because remember, Jesus told his disciples, "I come with a sword to divide one against the other." This hardly accords with our comfortable image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. This isn't the gentle Jesus, meek and mild, that we all long for. Jesus is our shepherd. Jesus is a shepherd, but one who holds a sword. He is a shepherd who judges his flock, and in making his judgment, sends some of them to hell. Some of you will say, but our Jesus isn't like that. Surely our Jesus doesn't punish us. Surely he wouldn't send any of us into eternal punishment. The truth that we read in scriptures is that Jesus is indeed a good king, one who cares for his people. He is also a good shepherd, one who cares deeply for his flock. But think about it. What kind of a shepherd allows the wolf to go unpunished? What kind of a shepherd allows some of the flock to grow fat while others starve? What kind of a king does not insist that his people serve and obey him and his laws? What kind of a king tolerates evil and fails to reward goodness? We live in God's world, the world that he has given over to the care of his Son, a world that he loves so much that he was prepared to die for it. So it's only reasonable that such a love would expect some kind of a response from us. And this response must be more than simply words. Lip service won't do. It demands something more from us than just going through the motions. Our shepherd, our king, our Jesus is indeed our judge. And we should never, ever, ever lose sight of this. He is our judge because he cares for his people. He is our judge because he cares for his flock. And if we truly love him, he will feed his lambs. He will reward us. But if we don't love him as we ought, if we don't care for others, then he will punish us. And this is what today's gospel reading is all about. It's both about loving Jesus and being rewarded, and about failing Jesus and being punished. Christ is our King. Christ is our shepherd, and we must respond to him or face the consequences. Who are the sheep? Who are the goats in this parable? The sheep are those who enter into the kingdom of God, the ones who enter into eternal joy because they have chosen to help Jesus. The goats are those who have failed to help Jesus in this life, and they are punished by being sent to hell. Jesus says that the sheep are the people who, when he was hungry, fed him. When he was thirsty, gave him something to drink. When he was a stranger, invited him in. Who, when he was naked, dressed him. When he was sick, nursed him. And when he was in prison, came to visit him. And the goats are, of course, the people who fail to do any of these things. This is a frightening parable because it forces us to ask ourselves a very basic question. Where do I fit in here? Am I a sheep or am I a goat? Do you feed or clothe or visit or welcome Jesus into your life? But there's a wider issue that this parable also forces us to consider. We must think about where Jesus is to be found in our community. Where does Jesus live here in Carluke? Is he present in our homes? Is he present in our places of work, our places of leisure? And what does Jesus look like today? How do we reach out to help him? How can we do what he wants us to do when the people that he's describing are so far away? The hungry, well, they're in India or somewhere like that. The prisoners are in Iran, or the naked are in refugee camps all over the world. And one of the problems with grappling with this parable of the sheep and the goats is not that it's unclear, or that we are unwilling to help. Rather, it's that we think we don't have to face these issues every day. Crime, thirst, hunger and nakedness, they don't really touch our everyday lives. What do we know about prison life? Who do we know who is slowly starving to death? And on the rare occasions when we do meet these extreme situations, we do something, don't we? When earthquakes strike, tornadoes blow, tsunamis overwhelm, Ebola rages, we send our money to relief agencies to help. What more can we be expected to do? It's a fair point, because we are people who care. But the question remains, do we care enough? Do we do enough? Have we done more than anyone with a heart would do? Have we done any more than tend to our own and those that others tell us about? Are we looking around carefully to see where Jesus is? And having found him, have we loved him? Have we cared for him? What about the man who's moved in next door? He looks a pretty shifty character. He's a stranger. But could he be Jesus? What about the teenager up the road who's been sent to jail for drug offences? Is he Jesus? Or just a young man who's gone wrong? What about the young mum that you see in the high street every day hanging around? Is she Jesus? Or just someone who's got herself into trouble? What about the children that go to school dressed in old clothes and who don't seem to be all that clean? The ones that look half-starved? The ones uninterested in learning? Are they Jesus? Or just people whose parents aren't looking after them properly? No one wants to be classed as a goat. We all want to do the right thing. But are we trying hard enough? Or do we perhaps allow our judgment about other people to blind us to the fact that Jesus is here in our town now? That he is here and he's in great need. Make no mistake, Jesus is here. He lives near each one of us. He lives in those that we forget, in those that we dismiss as being unimportant or people that we deem to deserve their fate. Jesus, our King, Jesus, our Shepherd, walks among us today just as he did 2,000 years ago. And he walks among us as one who is rejected and despised by men and women, as one who reminds us of suffering and of poverty, as one who seems to ignore what is good and holy and to embrace what is sinful and wrong. The parable of the sheep and the goats is not a story simply about caring for the suffering of people in other lands. It's a story about caring for those that no one else cares for, wherever they're to be found. It's a parable about caring for a king who came to us, and who, because he was different to us, because he didn't fit our expectations, because he didn't do what we thought was right, was rejected, condemned, and crucified, with hardly a voice raised in protest. If you love Jesus, the Shepherd King, if you would be one of his people, someone who does the right thing by him, if you really want to care, then you must look very carefully for him. Don't look for him in heaven, because he's not there. He's here on earth. He is here in our midst. When the time comes, Jesus will judge each one of us. He will not call us goats just because we haven't been perfect in everything. He will only judge us that way if we have not tried. If we have been content to deal only with the obvious and failed to look beyond, to see where he is living in our town and in our villages, then we will be judged and we will be found wanting. And that's not something that we want to happen, is it? Amen. Thanks be to God.